welcome in. As we start this third hour on your Wednesday, the KPAY Morning News, he is acting special agent in charge, Dennis Gerton, from the Sacramento field office for the FBI. Dennis, good morning, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Listen, we appreciate everything y'all do, and we know these days those three little letters, depending on which side I guess you're on, FBI. So we know y'all work your tails off to keep us safe, so thank you very much. Let's start with what we're talking about today. We know that everybody walks with a phone. You have your laptops. You have everything. And business-wide, especially, we're talking cybersecurity and more like in cyber incidents that are being reported more and more, and how the FBI can help even a small business owner with those issues.
Yes, sir. As you mentioned, you know, everything that we do touches cyber, from our phones to every small business. And one of the things the FBI is focusing on and has over the last 3 months is outreach to our small, medium, and large businesses, and providing them information and having a conversation with them before a cyber intrusion or a cyber attack happens, and making them aware of some steps that they can take, resources that are available to them, and why it's important to collaborate with us if they do have an unfortunate incident. Because in reality, nowadays, it's not a matter of if, it's when you're going to get hit by an attack.
What are some of the things that big, small, even medium businesses face in terms of a cyber attack, and what are things that they can do to protect themselves? I know there are mechanisms out in the market, but you got to be very careful on who you allow to see what's on your computer screen and what's in your computer.
No, absolutely. And every business is unique and different, right? If you have a multi-billion-dollar corporation, they're going to have their own internet security team, their own infrastructure, and their own response plan. But all the way down to a small business, from a large business to a small business, every business needs to take a look at their information security and scale it appropriately. What the FBI is able to do in these particular incidents is talk to the companies ahead of time and understand what it is they have, what they need. And for a small business to a medium business, you know, you're only as good most times as your last backup. And what systems do you have in place to protect your most critical information, that if you lost access to, what is your response plan? So we're starting this campaign, and we have gone out and talked to those businesses and then give them some resources as to what they can see. Ransomware is a huge issue right now, where they come in and they encrypt your computer and your data, and they won't give you access to that. And that can really hurt a small business. We talk to them ahead of time about whether or not to pay the ransom. We hope they don't. And oftentimes we will, if they let us know, we might be able to unencrypt their data without having to pay.
It is, I know for personal users, VPNs work. Does a VPN work on from the business side of it, where maybe a company says, okay, and they might be a smaller company, but they have 10 avails to log computers onto a VPN. I mean, does that protect against these types of intrusions?
I mean, yes and no, right? The old saying in cryptology is, if someone could come up with the algorithm to encrypt data, someone can break it, right? So every piece of technology that we use, and it's constantly evolving, the bad actors are consistently coming up with unique ways to interfere with that. So again, every situation is different. Some security is better than no security. How you configure your networks and what you do to secure them is important, and it's an economic decision as well. What someone will do at a large company isn't what someone's going to do at a smaller company. But engagement with the FBI, looking at those resources and having that conversation, we can help tailor that for certain businesses. And our cyber squads do a lot of outreach to businesses, and there are resources available on the internet at the IC3.gov website that can help guide small businesses and what they need to do to protect their data.
Hey, Dennis, let me ask you, I'm a small business owner, and it's like, well, okay, you always hear, when it makes national news, the big corporations, utilities or whatever, getting hacked. But here I am, a mom and pop type business, And, you know, short of changing passwords when an employee gets fired or leaves, the impact of a small business, I mean, they're probably thinking, I'm just a small mom and pop. You know, I do a little marketing here and there and for other businesses. But still important for them to be aware of it, isn't it?
No, absolutely. I talk to a lot of different people and you know, before I took my current position working in this space, it's heartbreaking when you hear a small business call and say that they've been hit by a business email compromise scheme and they transferred, you know, $100,000 to a bad actor or, you know, somebody came in and completely wiped out their systems. So it's very difficult, you know, for the business at that time. So, yeah, if you're a small business owner, you have to make that decision, and you have to understand what are the things that you can do. Do you have a backup server? Do you outsource your web hosting services? What is it that you, how are you configured to protect your data? So it's very difficult, right? And how much do you, it's a business decision how much you spend, but how much are you willing to lose on the flip side? Because like I said, it's a matter of if, not when. And, you know, it can hit anyone at any given time.
And I can't imagine it's based on the type of business. I mean, anybody can go after somebody if they're a bad actor and say, hey, if you want access back to your books or whatever it may be, you're going to have to pay.
Exactly. And, you know, if it wasn't such a good scheme, they wouldn't keep doing it. And, you know, you can hit 15 small businesses and get a good chunk of change in your pocketbook for some of these actors. Some of the more sophisticated ones, obviously, you know, you can read in the news, you know, healthcare systems and some of the other big businesses, insurance companies, their data getting, you know, hit with ransomware. It affects everybody, and it affects every business. It's going to affect you. So taking those preventive measures, knowing what to do when an attack happens, having a conversation with us, hopefully, beforehand. We have, like I said, a ton of resources. We do cyber academies where we invite people in to understand what they can do to help their networks. We talk to other people and best practices. So that's really the message we're trying to get out to all businesses is the FBI is here as a resource. We want to help, and we are available both pre- and post-intrusion to work with them.
Is it primarily about money or is it information? What are you seeing most of the hacks about or most of those phishing scams about? Is it most of the time about money or is it they want there's some information on those devices?
Yeah, it's both, right? It's personal information. It's money. It's you know, intellectual property. It's really everything, and it happens 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. And it you know, actors are constantly scanning from U.S. government networks to private companies' networks to small business networks. And the level of sophistication and what they're trying to get. Again, at the end of the day, the bottom line is it's money. They can either sell data on the dark web. They can, you know, get you to pay ransom. They can get you to send an email and transfer money. If the scheme, you know, everybody laughs about the Nigerian prince who was asking for money to be sent and do all that other stuff. Well, if the scheme didn't work, they wouldn't keep doing it. So it's educating our business owners and then giving them the tools they need to be successful.
And listen, this comes down, I'm going to, just a personal note here, Dennis. My father, before he passed, of course, with his IRA and his bank accounts, was called by a bad actor, and my dad being elderly and not really thinking straight and everything else, the guy had almost conned him into giving him information. So this, it comes down to that little stuff, too, where these cons are going on. And it's cyber because he was trying to get into his IRA and other accounts. So that stuff is looked out for. Now, if I'm somebody who wants no information, small business owner or otherwise, I run a corporation or run a big company here, how do I reach out to the FBI to get information and help?
So two things. The first is there's a great resource on the Internet, and it's ic3.gov, ic3.gov. And on that website, there is a ton of information on all the different threats that we see, all the different scams that we see, what to look out for, and how to protect yourself. Secondly, there's a reporting mechanism within IC3. And when you report an incident in IC3, no matter how big or how small, it immediately gets routed back to folks who look at the data immediately, and it's amazing that what they are able to do then to help people recover either their money or their information. We've been very, very successful with our recovery asset teams as part of this program to go out, and as money gets transferred, as money has left people's accounts, that through our partnerships in the banking system who work with us on this threat, we're very successful at recovering assets for people. If we know about it, you know, the sooner we know about it, the better our likelihood of being able to assist.
And I assume that working with local law enforcement is a big part of that as well.
Absolutely. Our partnerships across the board, from our local, state, and federal partners, and even our global reach, our ability to talk to intelligence services and police services overseas as we see new variants come out, as we see new malicious code come out. Absolutely. If it wasn't for our partnerships with our state and locals and our ability to respond to these incidents, and that's what you're going to get with the FBI. You're going to get a multidisciplined, multi-layered approach if you call with information for us about an attack or about an intrusion.
Really good stuff. Special Agent Dennis Girton, we appreciate your time this morning out of the Sacramento FBI field office. And again, it's IC3.gov?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
IC3.gov.
Perfect. Dennis, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir.